With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A letter President Trump wrote to Iran's head of state in an attempt to jumpstart talks over Tehran's advancing nuclear program has arrived in the Iranian capital.
Now, from what we're hearing from Iran, it's unclear whether or not they're going to be able or want to negotiate. Iran has so far, through Khamenei, through other officials, signaled that it won't negotiate under duress. However, Tehran is facing a lot of economic challenges because of these U.S. sanctions imposed on the country over the program. And the U.S., under Trump, has dialed up its campaign of maximum pressure targeting the country. Meanwhile, we've seen the Iranians, they're reaching out to the Chinese, they're reaching out to the Russians, trying to sort of triangulate their positions. And the Europeans are also trying to have their own negotiations with Iran.
Democrat Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says he's ready to start the process of considering a Republican-led spending bill to prevent a midnight Friday government shutdown. As the Senate opened with one day to go before Friday's midnight deadline, John Thune said that it's time to fish or cut bait. Also at SRNnews.com, keep your eye on the sky.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are in the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. wholesale inflation slowing down. The flat numbers came as analysts were expecting a 0.3% increase. It's the lowest rate in 7 months. The price of eggs also dropped significantly. This is SRN News. Satanists in Kansas are planning an event.
On Friday, March 28th, members of a group called the Satanic Grotto say they will gather on the grounds of the state capitol in Topeka and, quote, dedicate it to the glory of Satan. On its Facebook page, the group goes on to say that, quote, we will be performing rites of the black mass. God will fall and Kansas will be embraced by the black flame of Lucifer. Christian organizations in the state are urging believers to pray during the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion advocacy group wants states to stop requiring clinics to file reports on every abortion. The Guttmacher Institute claims that Republicans may use the information against both abortion doctors and patients. Pro-life advocates reject that. They accuse Guttmacher of seeking to hide what abortion doctors and clinics are doing. Meanwhile, Michigan has stopped requiring the reporting on abortions. This is SRN News. Well, there's a new scam making the rounds. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more on the story.
The FBI has been flooded with thousands of complaints this month. Bogus text messages impersonating state highway toll authorities claim recipients have unpaid or outstanding tolls that, if not paid, could result in fines or suspended driving privileges. It's an attempt to trick you into sending money or sharing sensitive information like credit or debit cards or bank accounts. Don't fall for it. It's just another scam. Rich Thomason reporting.
A New York woman is suing the Girl Scouts, arguing their cookies contain heavy metal. The class action suit filed this week, asking for $5 million from the organization after a study showed that Girl Scout cookies contain lead, arsenic, mercury, and aluminum. The Girl Scouts released a statement last month saying heavy metals can occur naturally in the soil. More details at SRNnews.com.